Hi, I'm Charles. I'm here with Matt Hayes, who has a PhD in how people learn and runs research and analytics at Amplifier.
Like Charles said, I'm Matt Hayes. I'm here with Charles Smith, who founded the company that now has 3 billion learner interactions, all optimized by cognitive science.
Last time, we talked about how reducing confidently held misinformation helps prevent mistakes. Another way to get rid of overconfidence is to know as much as you think you do.
And a good way to do that is to leverage findings from cognitive science. So today we're going to talk about how psychology lab results actually apply to you, to your formal learning, but also to your everyday life, really to any time you want to remember something.
Everybody wants a better memory. There are pop-up ads all over the internet advertising that you can buy the pill from the movie Limitless, and there are software companies that advertise brain training or other cognitive enhancements.
But it's hard to know what to trust. Limitless is obviously a sci-fi movie, and some of those brain training software companies have had to pay millions of dollars in FCC fines for false advertising. So you really have to go to where the evidence is.
Yes, indeed. We want science fact, not science fiction.
And not alternative facts.
Right. And the scientific evidence says that there are a few really robust, reliable ways to make what's in your brain stick. One of those is testing.
And just that word, test, is going to make some listeners anxious. And that anxiety, people come by that honestly. Tests are often used to rank people or evaluate them, and the conditions of those evaluations can often be competitive or even hostile. Of course you're anxious.
But a test is like any tool. Think of a hammer. You can be destructive or you can build something great. And tests build incredibly strong memory support structures.
Right. The key thing here is that tests, good tests administered well, can actually help you learn. Suppose somebody, Mike, reads and rereads his notes in preparation for a big presentation he has to give or an exam that's coming up. Mike winds up reading his notes 4 times all the way through versus, say, his classmate, Mary, who only reads her notes once, but she tests herself on those notes 3 times.
So Mary's only seen her notes once. And Mike has seen them 4 times. It seems obvious that Mike will remember better, but he won't. Experiment after experiment says that she will remember way more than he does. It's incredibly unintuitive.
It starts to make sense when you think of these tests as practice for the thing you care about. If you wanted to get really good at reading all the questions on the exam, then reading your notes might be good practice for it. But on the exam, you need to be able to pull the information out of your brain. So the best way to prepare for it is to practice pulling the information out of your brain.
It's critical, though, that Mary's not beating herself up when she forgets something on one of these self-tests. The anxiety around tests comes from how high stakes they can be. If it's okay to be wrong, if testing is low stakes, then it winds up being perhaps the most powerful tool there is for enhancing your memory.
Yeah, Mary doesn't remember everything every time, but it's just practice. In fact, a lot of times, testing in the psychology literature is referred to as retrieval practice. If you get it wrong, you just keep going and get it right the next time.
So what does this mean for someone listening to this? How do they put this to use?
If there's one thing you can do to make yourself remember something better, it's to test yourself and to make it low stress.
So let's say if you're getting ready for a presentation, run through the talk track without your notes a few times. If you're getting ready for an exam, spend your time on flashcards instead of rereading the chapter, and don't beat yourself up for making a mistake.
Exactly. And next time we'll talk about how to schedule these low-stakes self-tests so that they make your learning even more efficient. Thanks, Charles.
Thank you, Matt.